It's Friday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The housing market is still languishing this summer. There are economists who say prices won't start to recover until 2014. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said this week that the housing market may be worse than most people had thought. A big part of the problem is what's being called the shadow inventory, the millions of homes that soon will be up for sale. But NPR's Chris Arnold reports on one glimmer of hope amidst all the bad news.
On any given day, in just about every city in the country, auctioneers are standing on the front steps of homes selling off foreclosed properties. Houses like this one, an older wood-shingled house in a bit of a tough neighborhood in Boston.
I, Archie Natacchione, turning authorization for Deutsche Bank National Trust Company as trustee for HSI.
Often, no buyers even show up, and the bank just takes the house. 5 years after the housing bubble burst, the numbers are still staggering. And the crazy thing is how many houses are still in the foreclosure pipeline and haven't even come up for sale.
In a worst-case scenario, you're looking at potentially 6 million of these properties.
Rick Sharga is with RealtyTrack, which follows this shadow inventory. He says there are more than a million homes in foreclosure that haven't been sold. On top of that, there are 4 million seriously delinquent home loans.
The majority of those will ultimately hit the market as distressed properties, another part of that shadow inventory.
Sharga says at the current pace of foreclosure sales, it would take more than 9 years to sell all these homes. Until then, they could keep glutting the market and putting downward pressure on prices. So that sounds pretty bad.
And the numbers, frankly, aren't terribly encouraging.
Still, most analysts don't think that the housing market is going to stay in the dumps that long. And here's one reason why they're a little more hopeful. It's what economists call household formation. That is, when people, say, get out of school or they get married and move out of their parents' house for the first time, that creates demand for housing. Carl Case is an economist at Harvard University.
If you look at the number of households in the country, that's been growing at a rate of about 1 million to 1.5 million a year, quite steadily.
Case says, though, that during this economic downturn,
all of a sudden that seems to have stopped, that process of generating new households. And we don't really know why yet.
Household formation is about a third of what it normally is. And Case says that this is part of the story about why the housing market is so weak.
People are doubling up. They're staying with mom and dad. They're not coming here, and immigration figures are showing it's down.
Case says problems in the housing market actually even affect marriage and divorce rates.
There's a great song, Loudon Wainwright, in his new album called I Can't Sell My House.
There's no way we could sell our house now, so we'll have to stay. And you can't up and walk out on me, and I can't run away.
If they could split up, that would create another household, demand for another apartment or another house.
There's actually a new paper in the American Economic Review this month that finds the marriage rate sensitive to changes in house price. So this decision to form a household is a major component of demand.
So the hope is that this slowdown in household formation is creating some pent-up demand for housing. People want to move out of their parents' basement, or at least their parents want them to move out. Young couples want to settle down, get married, or get rid of their roommates. Other people want to get divorced and split up. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of the forecasting firm IHS.
One way to think about it is the longer household formation stays down, the greater the pent-up demand. And it's like a rubber band. You keep pulling back on it. At some point when you let it go, it's going to snap back in a very big way.
Baravesh thinks next summer the housing market could start to pick up quite a bit. Other economists say it won't happen that soon. In the meantime, though, the housing market remains a pretty big mess. And there are a lot of people who, for better or for worse, can't sell their houses. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
Suppose we got a buyer. We could go our separate ways and consider all our time together just a passing phase.